It's been dubbed All the Way with DBJ. It was a Kane Corns-led campaign, and it has worked. Darcy Byrne-Jones from Port is the Round 10 NAB Rising star. He joins us now. Darcy, congratulations.
Thanks, boys.
A surprise?
Yeah. A little bit, yeah. I wasn't expecting it, no.
You've come from the clouds and made a real spot for yourself in that back group. Has that in itself surprised you, Darcy?
Yeah, a little bit, I think. At the start of the year, I think if you told me, you know, I'd win the Round 10 Rising Star nomination, I probably would have, you know, told you you were taking the piss. But, but yeah, it's been a great little journey, and hopefully continue for a little bit longer.
Well, hopefully it continues for a lot bit longer. Talk to us about your expectations then at the start of year. If you didn't think you were going to be winning the NAB Rising Star nomination, where did you see yourself? You would have been hoping after a couple of years in the Sandful that you were about to press through and play some footy in the AFL level?
Yeah, for me it was just about, you know, getting that breakthrough, playing a senior game and getting a taste for it and trying to improve from there. And yeah, I've just been lucky enough to get that opportunity and trying to make the most of it at the minute.
Mm. And you had a good grounding. You've played, I don't know, around 40 games in the Sandful. Do you think that having to work hard and keep improving on your game, that's given you a good base level, I guess, so that when you have been able to break into the side, you've been able to stay there?
I think playing a lot of SNFL footy and, you know, playing a lot of footy against men's really helped me make that transition from, you know, SNFL football to AFL football.
You're a good trainer? You're a hard trainer, Darcy?
I try my best. Yeah, I think you can't not be a hard trainer and in the AFL system.
Okay. Do you like ice baths?
Yeah.
Okay. What part of the week's preparations do you like the most?
My day off.
Good work.
No. The recovery side's, you know, really important to it, and then we train on a Wednesday and really trying to cram in as much as you can on that Wednesday to get better.
What's the Darcy Byrne-Jones story? Where are you from? Little country town called Camberwell. Tell us about that, your upbringing.
So I grew up in the suburbs of Melbourne in Camberwell there, and did my schooling at Scotch College Melbourne, which was good, and then came through the junior system and was lucky enough, yeah, to get drafted to Port Adelaide.
You don't look like a college Wally Woofter, Darcy.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, I am.
So. You're a college boy.
Yeah, Scotch College, Melbourne. Great little school down there.
And what about, you followed Carlton, no less. How have you gone there? I heard you mentioned today that one of your, Cade Simpson was one of the players that you always looked up to, and now you find yourself playing against him.
Yeah. So, yeah, grew up loving the way that Cade went about it, and played against him a few weeks ago in his 250th, actually. And
he went all right.
That was a bit surreal being out there, seeing him play and then trying to play myself. But, it was great.
Talk to us about, in terms of you got drafted, you go to the footy club. What have been the big areas that you had to improve upon from being that, you know, talented under-18s player to now being an AFL player?
I suppose when I came in, I was pretty skinny and, wasn't the strongest bloke. So I've spent a lot of time in the gym and continue to spend a lot of time in the gym just trying to increase my strength and size. And then I wasn't the greatest kick either when I came in here, so spent a lot of time with development coaches like Stewie Cochran and Jacob Surgeon working on my kicking.
Mm-hmm. What do you do outside of footy, Darcy?
Not much at the minute. Okay. Play a bit of golf. Oh. Starting a business course soon, so get stuck into that. And,
good man.
Get my mind off footy a bit.
What do you hit off? Are you a good golfer?
No, I'm not good. I'm off about 20 at the minute, so... not much chop compared to some of the boys.
Now, well, you've got a fair head of hair, I must say. Have you been tempted to go down the path of a couple of the other, Jasper Pittard, Aaron Young, some of these guys that either wear the headband or the top knot?
I have been tempted, but I don't think I'm going to go there. I think I'm just going to let it flow, let it go.
I'm more impressed with the little Mexican-style moustache that you seem to have there, Darcy, that a cat could probably lick off your face.
Yeah. I've been coughing a bit sticky about that lately, actually. So, might have to get rid of that one.
I love footy clubs for nicknames. Have they given you a nickname because of that moustache?
Not because of the moustache, no. Hopefully I don't cop one for that.
What are you rolling with at the moment?
The one that's been out in the media has been Hank. So, Kenny, a couple of years ago, coined Hank from the movie Me, Myself and Irene.
Darcy.
Yeah, the split personality stuff. So that's the one that's been getting about a bit. Lately.
What was Jasper McMillan Pittard's? It was two dads, wasn't it, that he had to drop the McMillan? You're gonna keep rolling with the Byrne Jones?
Yeah, I am. I'm not gonna drop that one. That's been the family name for as long as we know. So
okay. I love the DBJ. All the way with DBJ, Bix.
Yeah, not bad. We'll just straighten this up a little bit. Let's talk about...
I thought that was going in a really good direction.
No, we're learning a little bit about Darcy, but it's good. I'll just talk a little bit more footy, though. What surprised you? You go and you crack into the AFL system. What was it that surprised you most about when you played your first couple of games? Was it the size? Was it the speed? Was it the physicality?
I reckon for me it was probably the speed, just trying to adjust to that and, one little mistake and it'll cost you a goal, and you've got to be switched on 100% of the game.
On the team front, Darcy, that was a great win on the weekend by 45 points. I reckon it's been slowly building this last month. As a young lad, can you feel it? Can you feel the power on that run and that defensive run and everyone playing their role coming back to the team?
Yeah, on the weekend it felt really good, I think. All 22 blokes out there contributed to what was a good win. But at the end of the day, that's only one game and you've got to play, a whole season if you want to play final footy. So we've got to come out this week against Collingwood and back it up.
Are you on the G? Oh, how good's that, Darcy? Collingwood at the G. Good. Wow.
Yeah, can't wait.
Are you a good flyer? Do you like flying? Do you like getting away?
I've been loving it, actually. Yeah, it's been good. It's been good to get away and see a few new places.
Do you get your own room or do you room with another player?
I've been rooming with Ollie Wines lately, which has been interesting, but it's been good fun.
Doesn't snore, does he?
Hang on. Let's explore this, Darcy. Good interesting, bad interesting, or?
Good and bad, I reckon.
Oh, Ollie Wines. Yeah. He's our 5AA's, Ollie Wines. We might have to ask him about you when he's on the Brekkie Show this week. Hey, Darcy, you're a man of few words, but you are a man of action. And the minute you step foot in that power jumper in the AFL, you've been a fierce competitor. We love how you go about it. Mate, congratulations. You're the Round 10 NAB Rising Star. Now, your local footy club will get, a couple of hundred footballs? How does that work?
I'm not too sure, to be honest.
Well, I think you better find that out, Darcy, because you want to make sure your little junior footy club. Was your junior footy club Camberwell?
Yeah, the Camberwell Sharks Junior Footy Club.
I think you're going to be their hero, Darcy, because they're going to get a whole heap of footies thanks to you and your nomination. Congratulations on your form. We hope it continues throughout the year.
Cheers, boys. Thanks.
Great little lad. Darcy Byrne-Jones, the Round 10 NAB Rising Star. And finally, you know what? We were talking about witch hunts and some people are, what do you call it? They're
beyond boys.
Approach and whipping boys and the whatnot. Our boys here have to do it 10 times harder to get any sort of recognition.
Don't
you think or not?
Sometimes it appears that way. Maybe we're just, we get a little bit hung up on it. We see them every week. Perhaps they don't see.
But that's exactly the point. They don't see our boys every week. Mm. And they should do their homework. Are there enough South Australians on all those committees?
Yes, there are. The answer is yes. But you would find that if you're a Melbourne supporter, you'd be saying, we've got one or two blokes that we feel should be nominated each week. But Everyone just feels they want to push their players up. Anyway, whatever's happened, Darcy Byrne-Jones has been nominated. He has been recognised, even if it is a week or two too late. But he was our guest today.